Chapter 2. I'm certainly in no hurry to get to chapter 3, which is a powerful passage on you must be born again. And then so many people know something about John 3:16 and on and on. But these three verses, the end of this chapter, we just briefly looked at, and they really spoke to me and stood out. There's so much here. So much in just the phrase that our Lord spoke. Now, verse 23 and through 25. Now, when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did. But Jesus did not commit Himself unto them, because He knew all men, women, children. He needed not that any should testify of Him. He knew what was in man. Many believed in His name. That really stood out to me. Now, verse 23 says, when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover. Who was in Jerusalem? Who's this talking about? Well, it's talking about Jesus. But then and now, many, if not most persons, believe in Jesus, but don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Many believe in the historical figure named Jesus, who came, who lived, who died, who even, some believe He even rose again. If you ask the average person, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus of Nazareth, that He came, He lived? Oh, yeah. Well, sure we do. The miracle worker. They believe, perhaps, that He performed some of these miracles. They believe that He was a healer, a helper, a lover of all. That's what they say, don't you? Jesus loves you. Matthew 21. Go back to Matthew Chapter 21. And what I want us to see, and I hope the Lord will reveal in us, to us, whether or not we believe on Him and not just in Him. Okay? This is the difference between salvation and a mere profession of faith. Believing on Him is salvation. Believing in it. Everybody believes in it. A woman found out I was a preacher, and when people do that, they immediately want me to know that they're religious. And she said, I believe in God. Yeah, everybody does. Most everybody. Matthew 21, verse 10. It says, when He was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude, all of them, said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And they all said that. This is Jesus. This is that man who was born of Mary and Joseph. And they say in Bethlehem, he was raised in Nazareth and lives now in Galilee. We know who he is. This is Jesus, the prophet. He's a prophet. Turn to Deuteronomy 18, and this is a Bible study, so we're going to look at several scriptures. Deuteronomy 18, he's a prophet. They said he's the prophet of Nazareth. He's a prophet just like Elijah was a prophet, just like, you know, Isaiah was a prophet. He's a prophet. And it's a high calling and an honor, isn't it? Look at Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. Moses is speaking. He said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet. What do you see there? Different. It's capitalized in it. That's a title. That's talking about a person in a high office. Prophets never capitalized in the Scripture, but right here. Never ever. Apostles never capitalized except in Hebrews 3. Never. High priest is never capitalized except in Hebrews 3. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Never, ever. Bishop, capitalized only talking about Christ. Prophet, a prophet from amidst of thee, from the midst of thee. Look at verse 18. I will raise him up a prophet. Capital P. Capital P. Go back to John, Gospel, chapter 7. John, chapter 7. Go back there. Many believe he's a prophet. A prophet. And they believe in Jesus. Verse 37 of John 7. Look at it. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. By this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. And verse 40 says, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet, capital P. They even said, well, this is him. Others said, this is the Christ. Some said, well, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh out of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem? They didn't really know who he was. Some said they believed. Verse 43, so there was a division among the people because of him. A division. Look at chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 10. There was a division. They were all divided over who he was. This is the chapter when the Lord healed this blind man. And they began to question this blind man. They said, how were your eyes opened? Verse 10. And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. Even this man didn't know who he was. When we get to this chapter, we'll see this man wasn't saved until, well, I'll show you. Look at verse 16. Pharisees said, this man's not of God, talking about Jesus. He's not of God. He's not of God. He doesn't keep the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that's a sinner do such miracles then? There's a division among them. Verse 36. And now when the Lord confronted this, verse 35, when the Lord confronted this blind man, he said, he found him, verse 35, our Lord found the blind man. And he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Not believe in Jesus. And he said, verse 36, the blind man said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And our Lord said unto him, Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, it's he that talketh with thee. And he said, that blind man said, before he said a man named Jesus. And now he said, Lord, I believe. And what did he do? I believe he hit his knees. He worshiped him. He worshipped him. Now, I'm not splitting hairs. Go to Matthew 16 with me. Matthew 16. I'm not splitting hairs. I'm not making someone an offender for a word. This is not a question of semantics or the way we make things sound or the way we say things. One time I applied for some health insurance from this company that was supposed to be a Christian health insurance. All these people all over the nation that called themselves Christian would send their funds into their premium into a major fund. They'd pool it all together, and it wasn't supposed to be anybody making any money off of it. So then they had a board that would dole out the money to people that got sick, and the doctors would pay all that, and it was cheaper than others. Okay, well, you had to be a Christian to have this health insurance. Do you know how many people claimed
to be Christian.
Anyway, they sent out a questionnaire you had to agree with. You had to sign this questionnaire proving that you were a Christian. And one of the questions was, do you believe that a person has to accept Jesus as his personal Savior to be saved? I'm not going to sign that. I didn't sign it. Well, they called me. One of the representatives called me on the phone and said, we noticed, you know, it had questions like, do you believe God is one God, one, you know, God's Bible is God's Word, and on and on. And I, yes. And it got to that. I wouldn't sign it. And so they called me and said, we can't accept your application until you sign this. It says here you don't believe that you must accept Jesus. I said, salvation is not to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. It's to be accepted in the Beloved. And I went on and on to talk about that. And the fella, he thought I was just splitting hair. He thought, so if it was worded differently, it'd be okay. I said, I'm not going to sign that. I'm not going to sign that. So he got around that because he wanted my money. He got around it. It's not a question of semantics. Well, you believe in Jesus and I believe on Jesus. No, that's not it. You say, that you don't believe that we must accept Him, must receive Him. There's a huge difference. We've seen that, haven't we? Seen that. Accepting Him means He's up for your approval. Accepting Him means it's within your power to do something. I've got a track down there that Woodlawn over here, Baptist Church, put out. There were three families, Fraylin, were there. Okay. All right, you read that tract and it talks about God being God and it says good things. Keeps going, good things. Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. It made it sound, though, like He died for everybody. All right, but it gets down to the end. And in big, 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 bold, capital, dark, bold letters, it says, the decision is yours. It all sounded real good. It might be orthodox. It might sound, but they get to that. That's free will religion. That's false religion. That's a lie. That's where Satan started all this in the garden. You have a free will. Exercise it. Nothing could be further from the truth. The decision is not yours. Salvation doesn't rest in a decision you make. Salvation is not us accepting Him. Oh no. We'll see this in a minute here. But Matthew, where are we? Matthew 16. Look at verse 13. The Lord came. Now, I've told you before, He calls Him Jesus. The Holy Spirit, in writing this, the narrator is the Holy Spirit. Whenever He calls Him Jesus to distinguish Him from God in heaven. Right? Doesn't always say the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, because you might think He's talking about the Lord God in heaven. When He's talking about this man on earth, who is the Lord God from heaven. Alright, you see that? Verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I'm a man. They know that. They believe that. One time they say, we know who you are. We're sons of Abraham. You're born of fornication. We know your mother. She was pregnant before she got married. We all know that. That's what they said. And He said, you neither know me, didn't you? Or my Father. You don't know me. But They say, well, he's John the Baptist, risen from the dead, verse 14. Or Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, his disciples, to whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And our Lord answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. You didn't decide to believe that. You did up in one day decide that. No preacher convinced you of that, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed. No man knoweth the Son but the Father, and he to whom the Father will reveal it. No man knoweth the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal it. Don't know. Can't. Spiritually discerned, revealed. You must be born of God. And so he said, my Father revealed me to you. Many believed in his name, though. Jesus, Savior, Joshua. They knew what the name Jesus was. Joshua. These Jews knew that Jesus was the Greek name for Joshua. They all believed in Joshua. He was the Savior. He was the conqueror. You know what the Jews wanted, though? All these Jews, they believed he was the something of a Messiah. He's coming to save us from what? Roman tyranny. He's come to save us, restore the kingdom to Israel. We're all going to live under our vine and fig tree and, you know, like Solomon. That's what they wanted. That's what they believed. This is him. Look at John 6, John chapter 6. They believed in him. He's the Savior. He's the one we've been looking for. Look at this, verse 14, John 6. Those men, when they saw the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. And Moses spoke up. Yes. You know what all Moses wrote about him? He's not going to set up an earthly kingdom. Or not one you can see. And he didn't come to restore the kingdom to Israel. Moses didn't write that. Moses wrote about a lamb that was slain. Moses wrote about the Christ that must come and suffer for the sins of his people. Moses wrote about the Messiah who's going to come and put away the sins of his people and put them into his spiritual kingdom and wipe out all this other stuff. Look at verse 15. John 6. When Jesus therefore perceived they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed. What don't men say today? Make Jesus your Lord? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that what they're saying? What's wrong with that? Anybody that says that doesn't know him. Doesn't know it. Make him Lord? Are you kidding? He is Lord. Are you blind? The heavens declare his glory. See that big ball of hydrogen burning up there that we depend on? That's Jesus Christ. Are you blind? Yeah. Are you deaf? Deaf? Can't you hear what he said? You believe not that I am? You'll die in your sin. And I am God. Who can forgive sins but God? That's right. But the Pharisees said right out of their mouth, who can forgive sins but God? Christ went around forgiving sins. Don't you know me? No, they don't. His people do. His people do. All right, here's what modern free will false religion says. Across the board, without reservation, without exception, this is what they believe. Across the board. God loves you. Jesus died for you. He loves you. You believe in him, don't you? Well, yeah, sure I do. And you're a sinner. Well, not as bad as some, but yeah, I am. You need help, don't you? You got all these problems and bad marriages and maybe some addictions and this. You don't want to go to hell, do you? No, I don't. I don't. You want to go to heaven, don't you, when you die? Well, sure I do. Well, Jesus died to save you. And all you got to do, it's just accept this. Just believe this. You believe this? Well, okay. You're safe. And now, he wants to be Lord of your life. He wants control of everything. Would you give Him control? Would you let Him be Lord of your life? Roberta, we're talking about the God in whose hands our breath is. Let Him do what? Isaiah 43. How I love Isaiah 43. We looked at that not long ago, didn't we? How the Lord says, I am He that blotteth out thy transgression for mine own sake and will not remember thy sin. In Isaiah 43, He says, you bring the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. The nations be gathered and the people be assembled. And I'm going to declare this. And God says, you're my witness, my chosen, my servant, whom I've chosen, that you might know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. He's not saying, won't you let me be your Lord? I am the Lord. Beside me there's no God. I have declared, He wants to save you. No, He says, I have saved. I have saved. I have declared, I have saved, I have showed, I've showed you, I've revealed to you. You're my witnesses that I am God. Not want to be, I am God. He says, before the day was, I am He. There's none can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let me do anything? Who's going to let God do anything? I've been tempted to vandalize in my life a few times. One of them was, even now as an adult, whenever I see on these church signs, let God be God. I want to get some black spray paint so bad. I think I'd go to jail for that. But nobody would understand that. They'd just call me a fool. We don't make Him Lord. God did that. We don't let Him be Lord. He is Lord. Salvation comes when He lets us know that He is Lord. Doesn't ask us if we'll let Him. He lets us know that He is Lord. That's when salvation comes. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. I mean, believe in God. No, you don't. When they say that, they believe in God. No, you don't. You'd be on your knees right now. Man told me that. I was talking to him on the railroad. We were talking, and he said, "Oh, I believe in God." He said, "I believe if I died right now, I'd go to hell. I'm such a bad fellow." I said, "No, you don't. No, you don't believe that. You're not trembling right now as you say that. If you really believed on Him, in Him, you'd call on Him. If you really believe in Him, you'd be on your knees before Him." See that? I got to hurry. Look at... I had so many scriptures to show you, but go back to John 3. Go back to our text. No, look at this. John chapter... I have so many scriptures. Which do I leave out? Mark 10. Look at Mark chapter 10. All right, this is the story of blind Bartimaeus. You know blind Bartimaeus? You know how he called on Jesus? You know that. Three times it's called, Jesus! Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Look at verse 47. And when blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside, when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, saying son of David, you know what he's saying? Christ. Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me. Our Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. Oh, I'd love to tear into preaching on this right now. He commanded him to be called, you see. You won't come until he commands you, until he calls you. They called the blind man and said, be of good comfort. He calleth thee. And he cast it, casting away his garment. Rose, he was quickened. He came to Jesus. Well, Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now he's come to the Lord. He's been commanded. He's been called. He came to the Lord. He called on him. The blind man said unto him, what's he calling him now? Lord, that I might believe, that I might receive my sight. When you find out that Jesus of Nazareth is Lord, you quit calling him Jesus. You call him Lord. I'm not splitting hairs here. As some men I love, some old writers that often refer to our Lord as Jesus, often, and they're just wrong. Because you won't find the disciples calling that. You just won't. And it's not a sign that they're more intimate with the Lord. Nobody more intimate than John. Nobody. Nobody. He laid on his bosom. He didn't call him Jesus. And you read through all his gospel. That's who wrote this. And his epistles. No. You won't call it and find him calling him Jesus only. There's some fellas one time came to Philip and Andrew, and they said, we would see Jesus. Some Greeks. And I've heard some good messages on that. Good. And listen, the name Jesus is a wonderful name. Call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. When we say Jesus, we mean it. When we say Jesus, we mean he's our Joshua. He is our Savior. He didn't try to save it. He did save his people. But that's not all we call him. He has a full name, like I have a name. If somebody just says, Paul, which one are you talking about? I'd say that to people all the time. I believe in Jesus. What Jesus are you talking about? I've got a picture of me with Jesus. I was in Mexico. I was at a church there, and a fellow named Jesus, I had my picture made with him. Me and Jesus, he's my friend. That fellow's my friend. He's my equal. He's just saying, it's Jesus. Now, I'm not on terms like that with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. You got to define him, don't you? You got to tell me who you're talking about. Tell me who you're talking about. Well, we say Jesus, we mean Savior. He actually saved, didn't try to. And we call him the Lord, God, Savior, God our Savior, and Christ, the Messiah. The substitute, the only one, the only way, truth, and life to God. Only. Only. And, alright, not to believe in Jesus because of his miracles. That's not it. We must believe in him, yes. We must believe in him. But to believe on him is salvation. And in John chapter 3, and I close with this, it says in verse 2, Nicodemus said, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. John, he doesn't know who this is. This is God with him right there. This is Emmanuel standing in front of him. God with us. He said, oh, we know you're a man come from God. We know this. A good man, a powerful man. Nobody feared Jesus. That's why these Pharisees got in his face. They didn't fear him. Whew. They fear him now, don't they? They see him as he is, the Lord Jesus. And our Lord said down in verse 18. Verses 15 and 16, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish. But verse 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. You must believe in him, who he is. But salvation is to cast all your care and your soul and your trust on him. And our Lord said before that, you must be born again. Or you won't believe on Him. You'll just believe in Him. Whosoever believes in Him won't perish. Why? Because the Lord will cause them to call on Him. To cast their care on Him. Their trust on Him. So people say things like this, I believe in the Bible. That's not salvation. Salvation is to hang on the Word of God. Not believe in the Bible, but to hang on the Word of God for dear life. You can believe in a ship. Believe in a ship. There's a ship. You believe in it. That's a ship. I know it's a ship. It's not a ship. I mean, you don't believe on that ship till you get on board that ship. You get on board that ship. You don't love Christ until you confess Him. You don't know Him until you call on Him, bow before Him. That's the difference. Many believe in Him. This lady that their daughter grew up with, Hannah, and they got religion. And you know what they based their religion on? Their daughter was in a swimming pool and nearly drowned. They dug her out of the swimming pool and her heart had stopped and her breathing. And it was stopped for a little while and they finally resuscitated her. They got religion. And you ask them, do you believe? Well, yes, we do. Why? Because our daughter nearly drowned. And that's not what salvation is about, is it? When Christ comes, or when the Holy Spirit comes, causes you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll show you your sin, He'll show you His righteousness, your lack of it, and the judgment you must pay, and you'll cast all your hope, all your care upon Him. You'll believe on the Lord Jesus, not believe in Him, but you believe on Him. Does that make sense? All through 1 John, you'll read it for yourself. He said, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. On the name of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might have life, and that you might believe on Him, and that you're in Him. That is true. Okay.